This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The plan was a simple one, and a pretty obvious one. Democrats would attract illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities, park them there, including regular illegals, but also their smuggling networks full of gangs and criminals who bring them their future voters. They'd park them there and protect them, defying the law, because laws, as we know, do not apply to Democrats, and especially don't apply to Democrat future voters. And then they'd simply go to ground and wait. Wait for the Trump administration to end. Then they'd spill out again and carry on, hopefully eventually getting these voters amnesty. While Republicans have complained for years about sanctuary cities, sometimes bitterly, nobody's ever actually taken any action. As Democrat officials who say nobody else is above the law, what they mean is except them, continue to defy the law. In fact, the reason that liberal judge in Wisconsin probably thought she could sneak the illegal immigrant out while diverting ICE in a different direction was because jails and police departments, cities, have been doing a version of that for a very long time. ICE will level a detainer at an illegal immigrant that they want, often terrible people, child rapists, woman rapists, murderers, doesn't matter. And that locale will simply refuse to tell ICE when they plan to release the illegal immigrant. Refusing to cooperate, forcing said ICE agents to stake out parking lots round the clock by liberal jails and prisons to catch these people before they can rape, murder, shoot, rob, drive drunk, or vote Democrat. This is the existential battle of our times. Why? We got an idea of what was at stake 2 weeks ago in that court ruling. 50,000 illegal immigrants are on the federal rolls in the state of Arizona. And America First Legal, which is Deputy Chief of Staff, Trump Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller's group, actually won the case in court, ordering Arizona to remove the 50,000 illegal immigrants who were on the rolls, many of whom, by the way, had voted. In fact, 36,000 illegal immigrants voted in Arizona's race in 2020. Joe Biden only won that state in 2020 by 11,000 votes. You could see the problem there. So this judge in Wisconsin probably figured she'd do a version of that. But whoo, boy, what a mess. The point here by Team Trump was to send the message to these officials, you cannot break the law to protect illegals anymore. This is going to be very difficult on the left, because they haven't met a Republican who would seriously obstruct them. I mean, yeah, we've complained and whined about it for a very long time, but sanctuary cities actually exploded under George W. Bush, not Bill Clinton. The reason for that? He tolerated him. He was Mr. Amnesty himself, the first person who really sought amnesty protection for illegals. Democrats knew they could get away with it. No other Republican has ever, besides Trump, seriously told them no. And that's why Judge Dugan thought she could get away with this. It's truly outrageous. She's in the Milwaukee courthouse, along with the illegal immigrant, Eduardo Flores Ruiz. Okay, this guy, total thug. He was arrested for beating and strangling two people who did multiple days recovery time in the hospital, one of whom was a woman. Democrat judge doesn't care. Folks, they have a thing with these illegal immigrants who beat up women. I don't know what the deal is, but they're big into them. Anyway, he is facing trial for three counts of domestic abuse when the judge catches wind that there's ICE agents in the hallway. Now, the victims are in the courtroom, ready for the pretrial conference. They're waiting for justice. And Judge Dugan immediately springs into action to protect this thug, ushering him basically out the back of the courthouse, which is where the jury box is. It's, you can't just walk in there if you're from the general public. He and his attorney go flying out of there, take an elevator down, and he runs. Meanwhile, she goes out into the hall to try to direct the ICE agents to go in the opposite direction. Tells them they're not allowed to be in the building. It turns out they were. They had notified law enforcement. And she sends them down the hall. Hey, go talk to the Chief Justice. There's his office. Knowing it's in the opposite direction, she's just sent the illegal immigrant. Well, the illegal takes an elevator down. And when he's taking the elevator down, another member of law enforcement, who's not ICE, but he was just in the building, calls up ICE and says, basically, this illegal immigrant's escaping out the back. Go get him. Well, as soon as he hits the street, he starts running because he knows he's in trouble. But the ICE agents are ultimately able to catch up with him. That's while about half their team was still stuck in the Chief Justice's office. And folks, Democrats know she very clearly broke the law, especially when the legal analyst for both MSNBC and CNN say what the judge did here is clearly criminal. She's obviously in trouble. It's proof. Look, the left-wing media knows the Wisconsin judge broke the law. Everything else is just them lying.
If the facts are true, as alleged by the FBI agent in the court papers today, it doesn't look great for the judge, no matter how you slice it.
That's MSNBC. Here's CNN's legal analyst.
Looking at the complaint, let's strip the politics out of it. This is a crime. If they can prove what happened here, it is a crime. This judge, let's strip the Trump of it all out. Let's strip the immigration of it all out. Let's say law enforcement shows up at a building with an arrest warrant. They're looking for person A. Person B then says, hey, there's a secret escape door out back. I'm going to show you the way, and then ushers that person out the back door. That is textbook obstruction.
It is. But she didn't think they'd hold her responsible for it. Why? Because an understanding had evolved between Democrats and Republicans. They could break the law as it regarded immigration, and everybody else would just look the other way. This is Trump saying no, no more. Now, keep in mind, folks, the Democrats are acting like Trump just, you know, had his guys slap the handcuffs on her or something. No. This was a federal arrest warrant. It went before a federal judge who considered the evidence of the crime and issued the warrant from the bench. That's how this works. Trump immigration czar Tom Homan understands exactly what's at stake here.
Here's what they're doing, Bill. Here's the plan. The Biden administration overwhelmed the system. 10.5 million people came to the border. They know it's going to take years to get through the court docket. By then, they're hoping there's another Democratic administration in. They'll have U.S. citizen children. Then all of a sudden, nobody wants them removed. We're spoiling their plans to have future Democratic voters and through a census, have control of the House through a census vote. Democratic sanctuary cities get more seats in the House. This is their plan. That's why they overwhelmed the system. That's why they didn't detain them. When they detain them, they get a hearing in 35 days. They released them. Now it's going to take 5 to 7 years. They're going to keep playing this game through the immigration courts, through appeal after appeal after appeal, district judge, to slow us down, because their hopes is they'll gain power again, then they can warrant amnesty to 10 million illegal aliens that are released in this country illegally. That is their plan. We're trying to remove these public safety threats and national security threats as quick as possible. They're putting every roadblock imaginable in front of us to prevent us from doing that.
Meanwhile, in Florida over the last week, something amazing happened that almost everyone missed. Ron DeSantis is the only governor so far to deputize his entire state law enforcement force. So everyone from the Highway Patrol to Fish and Wildlife. Over the previous 4 days, they did a massive immigration crackdown overseen by ICE. So a skeleton crew of ICE officers staffed by pretty much every law enforcement officer in the state of Texas that reports to the state, also joined by multiple localities too. So county guys, listen to what they did. This is brilliant. All of them deputized as federal agents. That's the deal that DeSantis cut with Trump, because if you notice this, when police officers, for instance, pull over a driver, he's got no license, he's drunk, he's an illegal immigrant, they cannot detain him on immigration charges. Why? The ACLU has sued for years to prevent that because the court and gotten the court to rule they don't have jurisdiction. Well, they do now. They're all immigration officers. So what happened? In just 4 days, they were able to round up 800 illegal aliens, including multiple gang members, a guy convicted of murder in his home country of Guatemala, rapists, and even a Russian internationally wanted by Interpol criminal. DeSantis called it the model for other states to follow. So did the Department of Homeland Security, because we simply don't have enough federal agents, you know, physically to round up the 10 million Joe Biden let in. But we could do it this way. We need Republican governors, especially ours right here in South Carolina, to play ball, to sign agreements just like DeSantis did, mass deputizing these agents. And I think, like, our governor, Henry McMaster, there's no way he doesn't know this is going on. I think they're just hoping no one will notice and they don't have to take action. Meanwhile, folks, you know, I've been telling you for a long time that the Democrat Party and the cartels, in particular MS-13, Tren de Aragua, are merging. And that if we're not careful, in the very near future, you will begin to see a system just like Mexico's develop here, where the cartels pay off the judges, pay off the police chiefs, and those who refuse to take the payoffs get killed. Folks, I swear we're looking at that in New Mexico right now. Did you see on Friday that judge and his wife were arrested? So they're the ones who are featured with this Tren de Aragua member who lives on their property, and they and their daughter have taken him shooting, and then she gave him guns and let him, I don't know, have borrowed the guns. Do you notice who did the arresting there? Department of Homeland Security and FBI. Why? This is much bigger than, oh, is he an illegal immigrant? Maybe I shouldn't have lended him my gun. So sorry. For starters, the husband knew damn well what he was doing. The judge? Because he's a former police officer. But then Assistant Director of the Department of Homeland Security, Trisha McLaughlin, dropped this bombshell on Fox about what the judge and his wife did with the illegal immigrants' cell phone.
It went beyond just harboring this member of Tren de Aragua. The wife and that judge actually went so far as to destroy evidence, including there were two photos on this criminal illegal alien's phone that showed decapitated individuals, and he was sending that around. They went so far as to take a hammer and destroy this phone so that police couldn't access this. We are going to continue to go after these activist judges, especially in such egregious cases like this.
Wait, they had possession of the illegal immigrant cell phone? They knew they'd better destroy it, including attempting to destroy the decapitated body photos? Folks, again, in Mexico, the cartels buy the judges, and when they can't buy them, they kill them. Is this the beginning of that here? How closely are Democrats, Democrat Party officials, involved in the actual organization of these human trafficking routes? Perhaps much more than we even imagined. And again, the big question, what was this judge training these Tren de Aragua members for? That is a much bigger question than just the illegal gun possession. Again, that's why the FBI and Homeland Security are involved. This is a much bigger case. Look, and again, you know, if this judge is a former police officer, which he is, he knows better. Something was going on here, folks. This is something big that will implicate others in the Democrat Party. Watch. We're going to end up finding out they're knee deep in these smuggling operations, knee deep in the operations to move the 300,000 plus kids in here, that this is something they're literally organizing and not just leaving to chance, i.e. let Tren de Aragua and the cartels handle it. They handle it. They make sure it runs efficiently. This guy just got caught. I'm talking about the judge. Meanwhile, folks, Democrats aren't giving up the fight. They're vowing to fight for their illegal immigrant voters. Because never forget, each illegal immigrant to them isn't just one illegal immigrant. They bring in on average three of their family members through chain migration. And then those family members bring in each an average of three. And it goes on and on. Folks, Ronald Reagan did an amnesty in the 1980s. There are still people coming in chain migration wise from that amnesty. So you understand why Democrats fight so hard for each individual illegal immigrant, and why that Judge Dugan would take the risk she did for a woman beater, illegal immigrant, felon because he multi-time returned. She looks at him. She doesn't see a human being or even a criminal because they just don't care. She sees a whole chain of voters that goes on forever. Here's Democrat Wisconsin lawmaker Ryan Clancy on what the Democrats must do.
So Judge Dugan was in her right in doing what she did. She didn't obstruct justice. She obstructed fascism in this case. But Judge Dugan is doing what all of us will be called to do in the days and weeks and months to come. And it's standing up for people in our community that are being targeted by the Trump regime.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.